to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Lauren Marie. I'm a Joy of Business facilitator, and I'm living now in the Sunshine Coast of Australia, although I am American. I've moved here 3 years ago to start a family. I have two-year-old twins, and they're very active, and I hear them downstairs. You probably hear them at some point, hopefully not screaming during the show. And one of the things that I get asked all the time is, Lauren, how do you do it all? Because having twins alone is definitely a full-time job. And I work for Access Consciousness, and we do a lot to create around the world with Gary and Dane's classes, as well as my own classes with the Joy of Business, and traveling and having all of that and doing everything that I do. So what we came up with was a topic for today called how to have it all and do it all. And I think it's a great topic to look at if you are starting out in business, if you are a mom, or if you just have a lot going on, like so much of us do, juggling family, work, social life, health, creating money, you know, all of it. It's a lot. So I'd like to invite you to call in and chat with me today if you'd like to join in on the conversation. I welcome your questions, and otherwise I'm just going to sort of ramble on and give you some of my favorite tips, and hopefully this is a contribution to whatever it is that you're creating. I'll try and pull it out of your head. So one of the things that I would start out with here is to come out of the point of view of having things right and getting things perfect. Because what if having it all wasn't about getting it right, having the perfect dream life, or having everything that you're creating turn out the right way? So what does having it all even mean to you? And is that your point of view, or have you bought into some points of view from the people around you, from the media, from popular culture about what it means to have it all? So the first question is really, what would you like to create? And just get the energy that that brings up. And with all of this, I would ask, you know, is this my point of view? If I was living my life, what would I be asking for? So I never actually, I shouldn't say never, but I wasn't really planning on creating the life I have today as far as having, definitely didn't plan on having twins. I don't know if anyone does, but I wasn't sure that I wanted to have kids. I was really enjoying the life that I had, traveling around, being single, free as a bird, creating classes, sort of flying by the seat of my pants. And lo and behold, I met my now husband, and we got pregnant and found out we were having twins, and it was a huge shock. So my life took a turn, and but what I will say is it did match the energy of what I was asking for to be created in the world and to create in my life. So it never shows up the way you think it's going to. And that's one thing to keep in mind is when you're asking for what you'd like to create and, quote, having it all, what is the energy that you'd like to have? More so than I want a red BMW and a, you know, house on the beach and this much money in the bank and this sort of, you know, 6 foot tall partner with brown hair or whatever it is, it's like it never shows up the way you think it will. But you can get a sense of the energy of the life that you'd like to create and ask for that to show up and be willing for it to show up in whatever ways the universe can provide. So hopefully you guys have heard the clearing statement before on this channel. It's from Access Consciousness. It's a set of weird words that sound strange and actually clear energy. So I'm going to run the clearing statement now, which is right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So everywhere you've decided what having it all would be, let's destroy and uncreate that so it can show up even greater. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So a bit of energy on that. And it's like the less you can define what it is that you'd like in your life, the greater it can show up. So every definition, by definition alone, creates a limitation. So if you have no definition about what it is that you'd like, the world is your oyster. So it's like get an inner sense of the energy. Like maybe you'd like more spaciousness, more possibilities, more travel, a sense of adventure, a freedom. Those are energies that you can actually ask for without knowing exactly what it is that will show up in your life and how it will look. So for me, it wasn't the 2.5 children, although hopefully not having another 0.5 children. But it's not about the amount of children or the where I was going to move or any of that. It was a sense of what I'd like to create. So I knew that I wanted what I was actually asking for was greater possibilities in my life. And when I met my now husband, it was like it matched an energy of someone that I was asking for to be with me on this adventure, that would contribute to me, that would care and nurture me, that would have my back, that would be there to create together. But I didn't know that at the time. I wasn't even asking for a relationship. So it showed up totally different than I expected. But I followed the energy and was like, okay, we met in Costa Rica, and I was going back to the United States, he was going back to Australia, and when I went back to the States, it was like this possibility opened up for me to hop on a plane and come to Australia. And this was however many years ago, and I said yes. So it was like following the energy of what that choice would create. Now hopping on a plane to Australia, not having a point of view, what that's going to create, just matched the energy of, oh, this sounds like fun, this feels like an adventure, this opens a door to greater possibilities. Now, I thought it was more around business and creating connections with my business and with the access classes that I was going to and all of that. I had no idea it would be end up, you know, where we would get married and have twins, and now I live here in Australia. But that's something that sort of unfolds as you take the steps on your adventure. So everywhere you've been trying to plan out the steps rather than following the universe's lead and going on the ride of your life and actually creating it along the way, well, you destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So what if you just asked? So the first step is ask a question. And the second step is follow the energy and receive what the universe has. So. And that does mean taking action sometimes. So I had to actually get on the plane. I had to actually take action. I had to create the money for the flight. I had to do certain things. But that was part of the fun of it. And each step along the way was exciting and fun. Some of it was a little scary, like finding out that there are twins coming when you didn't really plan. That was a bit scary. But it was also really exciting, like, wow, I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but I'm in. So that's where you make the commitment to you and your life. And even though you don't know how it's going to turn out and you don't know how you're going to create it, you just jump in with both feet and you say yes. So having it all, so the first step is, what would you like to create? And getting the energy of that and saying yes to really anything that matches that energy, even if it's super weird and bizarre and you didn't expect that to show up that way. So what could that be for you? What can you ask for today? And there are some things, there are energies that come up when you look at that. And what if you could even ask for beyond what other people are asking for or beyond what you've considered asking for in the past? You can hear the tropical birds chirping here outside where my office is. So what if what you can ask for had no limits, had no definition, but you get a sense of the space and the possibilities when you ask. So when we come back, we can talk about the next steps. How to do it all? So you have a whole bunch of stuff coming up and showing up in your life. Maybe you have a new job or you have a job that you've had for a while and it's a lot of work, or you've started a family and you are trying to juggle it all. And like, how do you do it all? Like doing it all and having it all. Sometimes when you ask for a lot shows up and then you go, ah, how the heck am I going to manage all of this? So this is something that I have a lot of experience with, the twins showing up and doing my job and creating the income for our family while having newborn infants, two of them. And every moment since then has been very full on and required a lot. So when we come back, how to do it all. I'm Lauren Marie, and this is Joy of Business Radio.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face.
Someone being bullied online, you can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Joy of Business Radio. I'm Lauren Marie, and we're talking about how to have it all and do it all. And this is, we've been talking in the first segment about how to have it all, what to ask for, how do you know what you want to create. And now I'd like to talk about how do you do it all? And it's sort of a trick question because what if you didn't have to do it all is my first point. What if having it all and doing it all doesn't mean you do it all yourself? Doesn't mean you have to do it all perfect? And doesn't mean that you can't ask for help. So, and what is overwhelm, which is a place we go, how can I do it all? You know, every sort of time I look at my to-do list, that's an energy that could come up. And I say could because it's like I have these tools that I now use to change it. But that's an energy that comes up often for people is overwhelm. So what if overwhelm wasn't a reality? What if it was an invention? What if you didn't have to buy into it and make it real? So it's like anytime you make something a necessity, it adds this pressure and this need and this energy of heaviness to what you're creating. So when I look at my to-do list, and that could be everything from, you know, getting on this radio show to going to a hair appointment to getting the kids, you know, breakfast started, to, you know, buying a flight or getting on a flight or creating a class, or, you know, there's a million things on my to-do list on any given day. And what if none of them were necessities? Like even getting on a flight, it's like that's a choice. So if you come out of need and necessity with everything, I mean, even feeding the kids is a choice. It's like not feeding them, what would that create? Probably unhappy kids. Sometimes not. It's like, it's funny, if you don't have a point of view about anything being a necessity, everything becomes a choice. You look at what you'd like to create. Okay, so if I feed my kids breakfast at this time, if I feed them this meal, what will that create? I don't know. Let's give it a shot, you know? And sometimes I play with it and I feed them earlier, or I feed them later, or I feed them different things, or I feed them, you know, like more of a lunch for breakfast or more of a breakfast for dinner. And it's like, so I don't have a point of view about just using that as an example, what exactly occurs in the day. And to do it all, it's like, what if it was all a choice? So every step along your day becomes a choice, not a necessity. Right, so I'm going to get up and do this radio show. That's a choice, not a necessity. I could not do the radio show. What would that create? But it's like, I'm making the choice to do the radio show. Now what do I choose? So when overwhelm comes up, this is a weird thing that I'm going to invite you to do. It's sort of counterintuitive, and that is to ask, what else can I add to my life? So you're going, okay, I already have too much to do. Why would I ask, what can I add to my life? Because it actually is not possible to be overwhelmed and add to your life. Whenever someone gets overwhelmed, they tend to start clearing things off their plate and stopping. And what if you didn't have to stop? What if you could actually add and expand to everything? So if you're looking at an energy of adding, you can't really buy into the point of view that you're overwhelmed anymore. So if I look at my to-do list and I go, oh my God, how am I going to do all of that? And I ask, okay, what else can I add? It's sort of funny. It makes me laugh when I do that. It's like, what can I add? Why would I add something? Well, why would I add something? What if what I added was a babysitter? What if what I added was an intern? What if what I added was more money? What if what I added was a nap, a walk on the beach? Like adding something doesn't have to mean more work. It could actually create an ease in the workload to add something. But if you're looking at adding, you no longer are in overwhelmed, stopped, stuck, eliminate. You're in create. So switching gears and asking, what can I add to my life today? And no matter how much you have going on, you can always look at adding. So what can I add to my life today? What can I add to my business today? What can I add to my family today? What can I add? What can I add? What can I add? Rather than where can I make cuts? What can I cut out? And get the energy, the difference between those two questions. Like a lot of bookkeepers or accountants will encourage you to look at where you can cut costs. So you start looking at cutting things out. And I'm not saying you don't ever look at cutting things out. Maybe there are extra expenses that you don't need. Like right now, I think I'm paying for like 3 different website services when I only really need one. But because one was created first and another one was created second, and they're all tied together. So I have sort of a bunch of different things going on. And I could actually cut a few of those out. So there's a time to look at cutting things out that are extraneous. And what if it was more about, okay, what can I add here? Well, I could add a project manager for my websites or just to my business. who could actually streamline this for me. So it's more about what I'm adding than what I'm taking away. And maybe when I add that person and they look at all the different websites and they look at all the expenses, they go, hey, we don't need all of this. We only need one. And that essentially cuts my expenses. But it's from an energy of creation, it's from a creative possibility rather than a let's stick to a budget and let's start eliminating things. So what can I add to my life today is a question I would ask every morning when you wake up. What can I add to my business today? And sometimes what you're adding is just an energy or an activity or a person or a new revenue stream, but it's looking at what you can add. And then what would it take to add those things? Like when I first had the kids, their dad luckily is here with me staying. He's a stay-at-home dad and he is their primary sort of person that watches them. And for a good amount of time, probably 6 months, it was just the two of us. And just the two of us making money, just the two of us watching the kids, and it was a lot. So I started looking at, okay, we need to have someone else to help look out for the kids. And I didn't have money. We didn't have the money in the budget to pay for a nanny. So, but I still started asking, what would it take to add childcare? Like, what are the infinite possibilities of adding childcare? So this is another way to look at it is, what would it take to add it? Even if you have a point of view, you don't have the money. Because there's so many ways that things can show up for you. So I was asking this question, what would it take to add childcare? I have no idea, but let me ask a question. And I was on the phone with somebody that I work with talking about something else. And she was like, hey, do you know anybody that has, you know, a teenage daughter that maybe they'd just want to babysit? Like the two of you are home working anyway, so you don't really need a nanny who's full on, you know, licensed person that can watch two babies and all of that. Like you guys are there. This is really just someone who could sort of like play with them, make sure that they're not choking and whatever. I was like, oh, okay. And that day, I asked the question. My friend said that, gave me that information and opened another door. I texted someone that I knew, and I said, hey, does your daughter ever do babysitting? And she was like, actually, that's so funny, because she was just asking me about your kids and wondering if you had a babysitter. I was like, wow, that's weird. So we invited her over. She met the kids and they hit it off, and she's still our babysitter now a couple of years later. But that came from asking the question. And it's like when she started, she was 13. So she worked for $10 an hour. And that wasn't something that I considered a possibility. I thought it would have to be this much bigger expense and this much greater ordeal about hiring a full-time nanny. But it was turned out, it worked out really well for a while that we could just have this other part-time babysitter show up, and that was actually what we needed. So again, it was coming out of definition of how it would look like and inviting the space, the energy, or the possibilities of what would it take to add that? What if it wasn't impossible? What other possibilities are there that I have never even considered? And that's what showed up. And that's what the magic of asking a question does. It's like really invites the universe to play with you in all of its magic and mystery and ways that you could not even consider. So what would it take to add all those things? Like if you're looking at adding someone to your business and you don't have the budget for it, what else is possible? What other ways could you actually create that position or invite that person into your business? And how does it get any better than this? Every time something shows up, it's like, how does it get any better than my babysitter for $10 an hour? How does it get any better than whatever amount of money that you're making in your business right now? How does it get any better than this for everything that shows up, whether it's good, bad, or ugly? And that is another thing with doing it all, is always asking, how does it get any better for everything that shows up? How does it get any better than your current state of your business? How do you get any better? It's like asking yourself, how do I get any better than this every day? and encouraging yourself to outcreate you every day. So when we come back in our next segment, we can talk about what it's like to do when you're, what it's like when you're not succeeding, or from your point of view, you're failing, or you're not getting it right, or you don't have it all figured out, you can't get it perfect. How do you deal with and cope with, quote, failure? And what if that could also be a source of possibilities and fun, and not be something to dread or avoid? And what if every choice that you make is actually a choice that can create more awareness for you and more possibilities, rather than a source of more judgment of you and your business and what you're creating? So how to have it all, how to do it all, and when we come back, what to do when things aren't working, things are failing. What else is possible there? And once again, I'm Lauren Marie, a Joy of Business Facilitator and an Access Consciousness Facilitator, inviting you to a world of possibilities with questions, choices, possibilities, and inviting the universe to contribute to everything that you're creating. And that is the magic that I get to play with on a daily basis. But only me. You're not allowed to use these questions. You can only listen to this and go off and do your own thing. No. It's actually available to you too. And that's what I'd like to invite you to, using these tools and asking these questions in your life and your business as well.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When it comes to saving money, don't act like a baby.
Goo goo gaga.
Be the boss and make a budget.
I'm the boss, baby.
You're the boss of me.
I am the boss of you.
Are not.
M2.
Are not.
M2.
Need a little help?
Aren't you going to do any work?
I'm very busy delegating.
Create a personalized savings plan.
We can share.
You obviously didn't go to business school.
And get other tools and tips at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Joy of Business Radio. I am Lauren Marie, and I'm talking to you today about having it all and doing it all. And from the perspective of Access Consciousness, which is an amazing set of tools and processes and questions to ask to change anything. So we are heading into a segment now. I'd like to address failure. So what is it actually to fail? What have you decided is a success, and what have you decided is a failure? So one of the things about having it all and doing it all it requires judgment. It's like it requires judgment to succeed or to fail. So what if he didn't have to judge you or your business or your successes or your failures? What if everything that you chose was a creation and it wasn't right and it wasn't wrong, wasn't good and it wasn't bad? It was just is. And it just is a creation. Like even destroying something is a creation. If you've ever met two-year-olds like mine right now, their greatest joy seems to come from destroying things. They build a tower and they knock it down and it's like, woo, so much fun to destroy stuff. So what if that wasn't wrong? What if it was actually fun to destroy things? And how do you use that to your advantage in your business? How do you use the joy of destruction to create and to not actually buy into the judgment of it being wrong or bad? Actually be aware of where you're destroying something, and if you are destroying something and that's not what you want, that you could actually change it. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and he was like, you know, this is happening to me, and this is happening to me, and, you know, I'm getting taken off of this project and that project, and I don't know why, because the people they put on the projects are not any better than me, and they're not doing any better, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, are you defending right now? You know, are you defending that you shouldn't have been taken off of these projects? Are you defending that you, you know, were doing a good job and they're not doing as good a job as you? And why did you get to, you know, it's this energy of defense. And he's like, yeah. I was like, so is it really true that all this stuff is happening to you, or are you creating it? He was like, okay, I guess I'm creating it. So it's like, first, you know, pause in the story. Everywhere that you're defending and not acknowledging that you're an infinite creator, and that you're the creator of everything in your reality, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, run good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shores, poison, beyond. So I was like, okay, are you, if you're the creator of everything in your reality, what exactly are you creating here? Like, let's take a step back and have a look. Not blaming you, not making you wrong. It's like, what are you actually doing? And he's like, oh, I'm destroying everything. And I was like, cool, awesome. You know, that's a good place to start, is acknowledging what you're doing. So he's destroying things. Cool. So you're destroying this project, you're destroying these possibilities, you're getting taken off of stuff while saying that you want to create more. But is it actually energetically congruent with what you are doing? And he's like, no, I'm actually destroying things while saying, I want to create, while saying I want to work, while saying I want to make money, I'm actually destroying and making that an impossibility. So what's the value of doing that? I mean, it seems a little insane. You say you want to create and now you're destroying. What's the value of that? Well, for him, it gave him the reason and justification to judge himself. So as long as he was, you know, being this victim and all these bad things were happening to him, he could not be the creator of his own life. He could not be the powerful source of creation that he actually is. He could sit back and be, oh, poor, pitiful me. Everything bad is happening to me. I must not deserve anything good in life, and I'm going to go eat worms, sort of thing. And it's like that gave him, that was a match for his point of view about him and what he deserved, which isn't a reality, but it is a choice. It is a point of view that he was taking. So he's taking this point of view that I don't deserve anything and I'm bad and I'm wrong. So what's showing up in his life is everything's getting destroyed. Well, actually, he's destroying it while acting like it's all just happening to him. So everywhere that you're doing that or have done that and been acting like it was all just the universe conspiring against you rather than you being this powerful creator destroying things behind your own back, will you now destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shows, spoils and beyonds. And is it all real to you that you are capable of creating anything? You're capable of destroying and you're capable of creating. So what if you could use your capacities for you rather than against you? And something that came up recently at the last class that I went to, which was in Costa Rica, Access Consciousness 7-day event, freaking phenomenal. But something that came up is about being terrible. And it's funny because you go, oh, terrible, that's like really, really, really bad, right? Well, we're so used to making ourselves wrong. What if being terrible is actually more, if you look up the definition of terrible in an old dictionary, it means adopted to impress dread, terror, or solemn awe and reverence. The Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. So terrible is actually this formidable force. A lot of the war leaders were like, you know, Ivan the Terrible or so-and-so the Terrible. And it meant really, really, really powerful. So rather than making you wrong, what if you just acknowledge that you're terrible and be willing to be terrible? It's like, it just makes me laugh when I look at that, when I think about that. And it's like being willing to be a terrible, fill in the blank, whatever it is you're doing, a terrible mom, a terrible business owner, a terrible employee, a terrible sister, a terrible brother, a terrible daughter, whatever it is that you are, what if you would be willing to be terrible at it? So everything that brings up and everywhere you've been resisting being terrible while knowing that you're terrible and not wanting to be terrible because then you would have to be the power and potency of you, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. How much fun can you have being terrible? And it's sort of funny if you tell people, you know, why did you do that? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just terrible. And it doesn't mean you don't choose something different, but it's like it takes that energy off of it where you're like secretly feeling wrong and now you're just owning it. Like, yeah, I'm terrible. You know what? I've always been terrible at fitting in to this reality. I've been terrible at creating in this reality. What if it was an awesome thing? Awesome and terrible. What if it was terribly awesome? And in reality, it is. That's more your reality, is being willing to be terrible and actually owning and acknowledging the terrible terror that you be in the world. How much fun could you have being terrible? Everything that is, tongue of Godzillion, we destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So if you go back to looking at success and failure, having it all and doing it all, isn't it a lot more fun if you're willing to be terrible at it all? Like have it all and do it all, but do a terrible job. It's like, yeah, I do it all, and I'm terrible at it. Terrible at getting my to-do list done. I'm terrible at creating money. I'm terrible at being, you know, a breadwinner. I'm terrible at being the, you know, family person, mom, dad, whatever. Terrible at it. It brings a sense of lightness and takes off the pressure of having to get it right. And now what would you like to create? If you could be terrible at it, it's like, I don't have to be a perfect mom. I can be a terrible mom. And what would I like to create? Do I want to let my kids run out on the street and get hit by a car? No, that's not what I would like to create. But it doesn't mean I have to be a right, good, perfect mom and put pressure on myself to do it like everyone else. Because guess what? You're not like anyone else. You've never been like anyone else, and you won't do anything the way other people do it. But what if that was a gift? So being willing to be terrible and open the door to the freedom to actually do things and be things that other people are not willing to do and be, and actually allow you to be you in the world. So what if being terrible at it would actually give you the space and the ease to create your reality? And it's okay if you have no idea what that looks like. You don't have to have it figured out. You probably never will figure it out. It's more of a stepping along the way as you go and a creating as you go with the sense of what it is, the energy that you'd like to create in the world and in your future, but having no idea how it's going to show up and no idea what it's going to look like. So, and the more that you're willing to be of you, the more you can do with total ease. How does that work? Something that we can look at in the last segment here on the Joy of Business Radio Show. And I'm Lauren Marie, Joy of Business Facilitator, Access Conscious Facilitator, mother of terrible two-year-old twins. And we can look at being all of you while being terrible when we come back and not getting any of it right. And how does it get any better than that? What would you like to create if you were truly being you in the world? What would you create? How would you be? Who would you be? Where would you be? Why would you be? And being willing to be terrible as the greatest gift in the world. When we come back, enjoy Business Radio.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back. It's the Joy of Business Radio Show, and I'm Lauren Marie, Joy of Business Facilitator, and I am talking to you about having it all and doing it all and being terrible. Before we go on, I just wanted to invite you to another way that we can explore this topic and actually bring your questions and your stuff that's going on for you in your life up and change it. And that's a class that I'm doing on the 4 ways to have it all and do it all. It's actually tomorrow, which is the 8th of November in Australia, the 7th in the U.S. And you can find that on my website, meetlaurenmarie.com/4ways. So 4 ways. And you can find my other classes up there too at meetlaurenmarie.com. I do a lot of different things, including sort of tech tutorials on getting your website up and running and your social media up and all sorts of things, in addition to facilitating classes for moms on joy of business and being you classes, which are really fun as well. And this is going to be a Zoom, so you can do it from anywhere in the world. And like I said, it'll be tomorrow. And if you're listening to this radio show in the future, it will be up for sale as a product at my shop. So I invite you to that. And where we left off was talking about the more you're willing to be, the more you can do with ease. So what if it was more about what you be and who you be in the world, not what you can do? So much of this reality is the do-do world, and means it's all about what you're doing. You know, what do you want to do when you grow up, not who do you want to be, what do you want to be in the world. And what if that was all backwards? It's like, what if you're willing to be anything, you can actually do whatever it is that's required with total ease. So if you're willing to be a multimillionaire, a billionaire, or a wealthy person, or willing to be rich, can you do whatever it takes to get there? Yeah. And if you don't know how to do what it is to get there, you can actually, being willing to be it will allow you to have the awareness of who or what is required to do those parts that you can't do. It's like, there are things that I don't know how to do in my business, but I don't have to do it. I have to be willing to be aware of it. And being the energy of the creation allows me to have the awareness of who or what to add. So you don't have to actually do it all, but you can be willing to be it all. And being actually takes no effort. Sort of a... everything is the opposite of what it appears to be moment, where you think, oh, if I'm going to do it all, if I'm going to be it all, it means I have to do it all. And if I have to do it all, then it's like crazy. So what if it's actually the opposite of that? Be willing to be it all, be anything. Doesn't mean you have to do everything, but you can. It's a choice. So if I'm willing to be rich, but I'm also willing to be poor, then I can take those risks, quote-unquote risks, that actually allow me to create greater wealth in my business. If I'm not willing to be poor, if I'm not willing to be broke, if I'm not willing to lose money, then can I actually create wealth? It's like only to the certain extent of what you're willing to lose. If you're willing to lose it all, you can actually create beyond anyone else's expectations or anyone else's limitations. So being willing to be anything at will and choice doesn't mean you have to choose it, doesn't mean you have to get rid of everything, but you're willing to. Like, yeah, I'm willing to take this risk because I get that it's going to create a greater future. And if I fail miserably, oh well. It's like starting over is fun. How many times have you actually started over? And have you ever created less than you did before? Well, have you always created more? So just acknowledging that, that is true about you. And I know that every time that I've started over, I know that I've always created something greater. So what if the fear of starting over was an adventure? What if it's actually fun to start over? And if you're willing to lose it all, you're willing to lose your business, you're willing to lose your money, you're willing to lose your family, you're willing to lose whatever, it allows you the freedom to actually choose and create something more. whereas anything that you have to hold on to becomes a limit that you cannot create beyond. So you have to be willing to lose it in order to create beyond it. And it doesn't mean you do lose it, but you're willing to, if that's what's required. So whatever amount of money you currently have, everywhere you're holding on to that, unwilling to lose that, will you destroy and uncreate it now? Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What if that was the least amount of money that you could have in the future? You have to be willing to lose it. And everything that you have created in your business so far that you're not willing to lose. And it's also where you have the point of view that you've gotten it right. It's something that you're unwilling to create beyond. So if you have created a certain amount of success or a certain achievement, let's say you had wanted to, like for me, I wanted to create a wellness center. And this was maybe 6 or 7, 10 years ago, I don't know, at this point. I wanted to create a wellness center. I wanted to open a wellness center. So that was a dream of mine, and I achieved it. I opened a wellness center. And then I proceeded to destroy it. Because I didn't have these tools, I didn't actually have the awareness of creating, okay, how does it get any better than this? What now? It's like I hit my goal, and goal means jail, and then I was trapped by it. I couldn't create beyond it. I didn't know how to out-create it. So I had to destroy it, which I did. I started destroying the business and destroying the wellness center and killing all of the aspects of it. And in order to create something else. But you don't have to do that. It's funny, you don't actually have to destroy what you've created. What I could have done, what I would do if I ever did that in the future, is ask, okay, now am I done with this? Yeah, okay, who can I get to run this? Do I want to sell it? Do I want to give it away? Do I want to bring in a manager? Like, what else is possible here? What can I create now? What next? What next? What else is possible? What can I add to my life? So I'd start asking questions and out-create that. So being willing to lose it, out-create it, and looking at it from not right or wrong, not a good or bad, and being willing to just create something different and acknowledging what's true for you. Like for me, I wanted to open a wellness center. I did not want to run a wellness center. Running a wellness center, not fun. Opening a wellness center, fun. But I didn't acknowledge, oh, all I actually wanted to do was to open a business. I had no interest in running it, but I didn't have the awareness at that time that I have now. And the beauty of this is, what if every choice creates awareness? So I could look at that as a failure. I could look at that as, oh, that was a failed business. Or I could look at it as my greatest success that I'll never achieve beyond. But all of those are just judgments. What if it just was? It's like, yes, I opened the wellness center. That it is what it is. Every choice creates awareness. So how much awareness do I have now that I would have never had if I hadn't both opened it and closed it? Like the whole journey and adventure created so much awareness for me, both of what I'm capable of what I actually want, of what works for me, of what running a business is like, of what having a wellness center is like, all that awareness, every single step, having employees, having renters, running a, you know, owning a property, being a property manager, all of that is like so much invaluable awareness. It's priceless. And you have to come out of judgment in order to receive that awareness. So what have you been unwilling to perceive, know, be, and receive about you and your capacities and your business? And every judgment you have stops you from that awareness. So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. What awareness have you gotten that you are not willing to receive because you're in judgment of you or your business? Everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, online, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And there's 10-second increments of choice. It's like, okay, choose and choose again. And again, with the 2-year-olds, they do not hold on to anything they created 10 seconds ago. It's like, this is a new moment. What are you creating now? So if you had a business in the past, it's like, that was so many 10 seconds ago. What are you creating now? Like, have the goldfish syndrome. Write shiny things. Oh, write shiny things. And that doesn't mean that you let everything go and not maintain it. If it's going to create more for you in the future to maintain it, then bring people in who like to do maintenance. That may not be you, but that may be someone that you hire to do that job so that it can continue to feed you and be a source of revenue for you in the future. But it doesn't mean you have to hold on to it as a pinnacle of your success or your failure. So what judgments do you have about you and your business that you can now let go of and create beyond? Everything that is comes with a gazillion, we just run and create it all. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What are you holding back that if you actually set it free could create a greater possibility for you and the world? Everything that is comes with a gazillion, we just run and create it all. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Well, that's the end of our show. Thank you all so much for joining me on Joy of Business Radio. And Laurie Marie, hope to see you again in the future.